Good afternoon, Hopkins Junior High Wind Ensemble and Mr. Conway. My name is Paul Bostwick, and I'm from Los Gatos, California. Happy to be here in Hayward at the State College campus. Today is the CMEA Band and Orchestra Festival, April 12th, 2014. I'm quite anxious to hear you play. Good luck. Here goes. Nice big sound to start with, and a familiar Irish tune. Nice balance allowed that low echoing of the melody to come through just fine without them having to shout. Yes, a nice intonation and a nice transition intonation in the horns. Check your pitches, ladies and gentlemen, all around. Tune this is as well. I look around the band and the things that I hear and see show the contribution from each one of you and from all of you as a group is contributing to this nice sound, and it's really a pleasure to see it happen. Yes. I like the way the trumpets enter on it. They're just right as far as dynamics and balance is concerned. To add the accent and emphasis without drowning out everything, that's good. Excellent. Transition into this next section. Good tuba. Held note down there with the nice G flat. And here we come to I don't mean play louder, but that melody should sing out a little more. And it's in the tenor sax and in the baritone. I hear the baritone, I could hear more saxophone, but I would not want to hear more reed necessarily to reinforce the baritone. In concert band, very often it's almost as if the tenor sax needs to sound as much like a baritone as possible. So I'm not asking for more reed sound at that point. The harmonies are being expressed and executed just exactly right with these various transitions and modulations. Phrasing is really super. Nicely done. It is almost everything we're looking for in a here in a band performance. An expression of this kind of music is happening right now. Beautiful melody. Melodic line is great. I love the fact that you can hear those echoes of the bells, doo-doo-doo-doo, so easily, so nice. Good job. Really good. Okay. Please don't give it to me until I'm through with this, because I will mix it up. Okay, put this in the box, please. See, this is, oops. Black cars go. See the sign? You guys, that's great. Okay. Stuff with me ahead of time. Do you need to play in the next in the band? No. Okay. All right. I suddenly worried about you. I thought maybe you needed to go. Okay. Such great restraint at the nice slow tempo, and I mean this in a complimentary manner, almost micromanaged from the podium, out of a real collaborative effort between the players and the conductor to make this the very best it can be. That's very, very nicely done. Just in that little section, I can sense some lack of support that's affecting the pitch. So you have an intonation issue there. Examine it carefully when you hear this. Maybe it's easily fixed. Nice balance between the trumpet and the saxophone in terms of the solo and the little add-ins, the little comps. That was not quite as seamless as we would like. Just a little bit of a hitch. And I know that it's one of those things that might just happen the one time, but it's so minor. nice dotted rhythms in there, a little detail and a little echo of the dotted rhythm. Pure imitation of the style from one to the next. How nice. Folks, you are able to hear each other clear across the band and relate all the time, and that is so nice. And it is because you're playing in tune. That's one of the reasons, and also because you're paying attention. So my congratulations to you for accomplishing this nice, nice playing. Trombone staying under the horn, and that's in nice support. Good. Okay. And such control at the end. How nice. How nice that is. Good job. Especially nice the diminuendo down to just nothing, almost as if you used every bit of breath in your body and that was it, except it all ended at the same time. Isn't that nice? Or if you were a string player, you just measured it out so that just enough bow was used until you got to the end of the bow at the very end, and it was very, very quiet. But for all of you to be doing it at the same time with the same type of control and diminuendo is quite nice. Here comes choreography. Here we have our complex piece. Really a high degree of accuracy and precision in this piece. Really, really good. So happy to hear you play this one.
appreciate the fact that the chords that you're playing in the background are releasing all at the same moment. You have prearranged it, haven't you, huh? You know exactly where that's supposed to be. Okay, valiant effort, trumpet. Your chops are getting a little tired from all of the exertion today, and it's showing through, but you hung in there. Look at that. Hear that bass line. That is nice. Go, tubas. Yes. Yes. Nice pyramid. All of the weaving in and out of the melodies, counter melodies, and the arpeggio figures that are in and behind and inside this are just showing through so nicely. Very, very impressive. Percussion gets a chance. Now proven that you can play. You've now proven that you can play at the double forte, and without driving us out of the hellhole here. It's really good, because in contrast to what was before, that sounded quite big, but it was not ever shouting or blasting or, you know, all of the things we try to avoid. And so you've managed to do a marvelous job today. And thank you very, very much.